This is JIS News. Coming up, income tax threshold to increase, government to step up prosecution of litterbugs, and National Solid Waste Management Authority to increase Christmas cleanup activities. The news in detail after this message.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
A new income tax threshold will come into effect as of January 1, 2016. The tax threshold will move to $592,800, up from $557,232. Following the increase, the tax-free portion of weekly income will be $11,400, $22,800 fortnightly, $49,400 monthly, and $148,200 quarterly.
This means that this portion of your income would not be subject to tax as an individual. This will result in a net take-home or a tax savings of $8,892 for the year.
Senior Technical Specialist at Tax Administration, Monica Walker. Employers are advised to make the necessary adjustments to their payroll system so that all employees may benefit from the increase. Self-employed individuals are advised that the new threshold is to be used to file their estimated income tax return for the 2016 year of assessment due March 15, as well as to make payments for the same year in four equal installments by March 15, June 15, September 15, and December 15 of each month. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, will be supporting training and certification of workers in hotel construction as well as the hospitality sector. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the ministry is collaborating with the Ministry of Education and Heart Trust NTA to carry out the training. He points out that several hotel workers who are skilled in electrical work, masonry and tiling usually lack formal training and certification, thus limiting their career prospects.
When they get the certification, they work on the sites, they get the experience. It's a global economy. So things that are happening across, whether it's the Caribbean or elsewhere, they are now trained and competent and experienced to assume those jobs too.
Dr. McNeil was addressing a recent JIS think tank session. Come January, the government will be increasing enforcement activities against persons found in breach of Jamaica's anti-litter laws. The announcement was made by Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel Arscott, who says persons who litter are feeding rodents and creating mosquito breeding sites across major towns. Minister Arscott says there will be increases in fines for littering, adding that persons who urinate in public or illegally store garbage will be prosecuted. The fines will be announced when Parliament resumes. Meanwhile, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has increased its cleanup activities for the Christmas season. Included in the works are bushing and drain cleaning. Minister of Local Government, Noel Arscott, is urging Jamaicans to practice proper disposal habits and help improve the environment.
Must appeal to our fellow Jamaicans. The habit of discarding your lunch boxes, the styrofoam boxes, or your plastic bottles, or water bottles around the country when you use them. Is that disgrace and we must stop it.
Minister R. Scott says the ministry is partnering with the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Ministry of Health, and the parish councils to ensure activities are widespread across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.